Father, bless these words to our hearts in Jesus' name. Turn in your Bibles, please, to Psalm 119. In verse 9, the Word of God says, how can a young man cleanse his way? Now, when it's talking about a young man in the Bible, it doesn't mean just men. It really is like saying, how can a young person cleanse their way? How can they have a way that's right with God? That's really what it's asking. How can you have a way that's right with God? Guys, I will tell you right now, please take this to heart. It is absolutely true. If you want to have a good life, stay to the ways of God. There are going to be people and circumstances that may tempt you to walk away from God and from God's ways. Don't do it. Stay to the ways of God. That is your protection in life. God's word is real. And when God said it, He meant it. He wasn't joking. If you want a good life, your lives are still way ahead of you. You still have, by the grace of God, a long way to go. But if you want it to be good, stay to the ways of God. It doesn't matter what friends, the world, circumstances, anything. It doesn't matter what any of them say. Stay to the ways of God. Now, people are weird. Get used to that. People are weird. They're going to put a lot of emphasis and a lot of importance on things that don't matter at all. And I know you guys have seen this already, even in school. And we've even talked about it a few times. You get that kid who can throw a ball, and that kid thinks he's all that on a bag of chips because he can throw a ball. Wow. You can throw a ball. You're amazing. You can throw a ball. You know what? My dog can catch a ball. That's amazing too. I have the most amazing dog in the universe. My dog can really catch a ball. Guys, those things are silly. But people are weird. And so they'll put emphasis on things that don't make any difference at all. And it happens all the time. Why? Because the world, in many cases, has walked away from the ways of God. Honestly, God doesn't really care if you can throw a ball. Now, if you're a gifted athlete, yes, God can use that. There's nothing wrong with being a gifted athlete. But it's nothing all that special either. In other words, you can be gifted in any number of places, and everybody on earth has at least one gift. So it really doesn't matter that you have a specific gift. Everybody has a gift. Yours might be to throw a ball. Maybe yours is that you can do math better than most people, which is actually a whole lot more useful. If you want a good life, don't worry about the things that other people worry about when they're not believers. And sometimes even if they are believers, if those things are not from the Word of God. Don't be tempted by them. Don't be attracted by them. Don't see them as important. They're not. They really don't make any difference unless they're from the Word of God. That's the only thing that really, in the end, makes a difference. Now, you're young, and by the grace of God, you've got a long, long life ahead of you. But even you don't know that. But let's hope, let's assume that you do, and hopefully you do. But that long life is going to one day come to an end. It does for everybody. And when it does, you're going to be in heaven. So when your life comes to an end, it's not that you stop living. It's more like moving. You won't be here anymore, you'll be in heaven. And you'll live in heaven forever. But the point is that in heaven, you're going to find out what was actually real. And what was real is going to be what was from the Word of God. So the person who can throw a ball like nobody else, nobody's going to know about it in heaven. But you know what people will know about? Those people who respond to the Word of God. Those are going to be the people that are very impressive in heaven. And that's going to be forever. So even if you guys live here 100 years, and some people do, most people don't, but some people do. But even if you live 100 years, that 100 years will be over one day. And then you'll be in heaven. That's where you want to be impressive. You want to make the decisions now that will be impressive in heaven. Because what's longer, forever or 100 years? It's like saying, what's more money, a penny or $1 billion? And $1 billion doesn't even compare, really. But it's really kind of the same idea. Don't worry about the things now. Worry about the things in heaven. Now, that doesn't mean you don't be responsible and doesn't mean you don't do what you need to do or do your homework or study hard. Yeah, you do all that because that glorifies God. God actually rewards those things that you do to honor Him. And you can do absolutely anything at all to honor God. It doesn't have to be religious. You can be a doctor who honors God. You can be a construction worker who honors God. You can be a mechanic who honors God. You can be a teacher who honors God. Anything you want to do, you can do it. But honor God in it. God says, whatever you do, do it with all your heart. In other words, don't do anything halfway. That honors God. And as you go about doing things, recognize that God is present and He's right there with you. Let me ask you a question. When you're in school, and maybe you're sitting in class listening to the teacher teach you, or you're in some activity or what have you, are you aware that God is there with you? He is. God is wherever you are. Because He can't leave you. So if you're in school, God is there with you. If you're eating in the cafeteria, God is right there with you. Not only God, but your angel is there with you too. You've got plenty of company. When you're at home asleep, God is right there with you. So is your angel. You're on the bus, God is right there with you. So is your angel. You want to live in such a way that you live in the things that are real. God is always there. So always honor God. It's not hard. It's actually really easy. Life is a whole lot easier when you honor God. And the way you honor God, number one, is live according to the Word of God. Not according to a lot of rules. That's not what I mean. I'm talking about live according to faith, trusting God, believing in Him, responding to His Word. Knowing that what He says is reality, and what other people may say, if it's opposite of what He says, is not reality. And I don't care who those people are, even if they happen to be your teachers, if they say something opposite of the Word of God, it's not reality. You live in reality as God defines it, which is reality, and you'll honor God. Now, I can say to myself, the wall is not there. But what do you think would happen if I got up and started walking? If I do that, I'm going to hit the wall. I can say it's not there all I like. I'm going to hit the wall. Why? Because it's there. It's like that with God. Sometimes people say, well, I'm smarter than God. And you get a lot of people who say that nowadays. I'm smarter than God. No, they're not. Anybody who says I'm smarter than God is proving that they're a moron. So somebody says, I know more. I know better than the Bible. Things, oh, you're a moron. Because God knows all things. Nobody is smarter than God. God made all things. The one who made it knows how it works. He made you, He made your life, He made the world, He made the animals, He made everything there is. He knows how all of it works. When He tells you what it is, it's what it is. So you stick to what God has said. Because that's reality. Even if somebody tells you don't stick to what God has said, you say, you're a moron. And you don't usually say that to the person, but there may be times when it's appropriate. And you just know that when you stick with what God says, you're right. Because God said it. If your friends want to do something opposite of what God says, don't listen to them. Think to yourself, you're a moron. I like you, but you're a moron. If anybody, don't worry about it. You just stick to what God says. Because God's always right. He's the definition of right. You can never go wrong by sticking with what God says. And it'll give you a good life in the end. We want to have a good life. We don't want to have a lousy life. There's nobody in jail who said to themselves when they were 7 years old, I want to be in jail one day. If they did, they're nuts. I mean, how many of you guys, have you ever thought, I would like to be in jail? I don't think so. Nobody says that. But why do they get there? Because they go away from the things God said. How do people get sick sometimes? Now, this is not always true. Sometimes people are sick for other reasons. But one of the things that can happen when people go away from what God says is they get sick. Like people who start smoking. And then they get cancer. Well, God said, take care of your body. If you're smoking, you didn't take care of your body, and now you're sick. Now, not everybody that gets cancer gets it because they didn't take care of their body. But those who don't take care of their body are much more likely to get sick than if they did take care of it. You see, you stick with what God says. And that's your recipe for a good life. It's really very simple. Learn the Word of God. That's why you come here. Learn the Word of God and stick with it. Don't ever let anything or anyone get you to go away from the Word of God and from doing things differently than what God says. You guys understand that? Okay, that's it for today.